The Defense Department has been one of the biggest hang-ups for a clean government-wide audit for years, as pointed out most recently last week by the head of the Government Accountability Office, Gene Dodaro.
Of the main reasons we can't provide an opinion on the audited consolidated financial statements of the U.S. government is because of the Department of Defense pervasive financial management practices and procedures. And so we've been trying to work with them. They've got some short-term priorities now to focus on auditing the budget numbers and asset accountability issues, which I think is a good starting point. They have a long way to go.
DOD doesn't seem to disagree. Last year, the department revised its Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Plan, or FIAR, to include some of those things Dodaro mentioned as near-term goals. In a speech before the Association of Government Accountants on Friday, Mark Easton, DOD's Deputy Chief Financial Officer, said the path to audit readiness is a long one.
It's a journey that the Department of Defense has been on probably for the last 20-some years. We celebrated the 20th anniversary of the CFO Act, and we are one of a very small group of cabinet-level agencies that still do not have a clean opinion.
There are several laws that set deadlines for audit readiness. DOD says it considers the current one, as far as defense goes, to be the 2010 Defense Authorization Bill. In it, Congress told DOD to be the audit ready by 2017. Easton says they think they'll get there. One reason, he says, is they're taking a new approach to the problem.
Previous efforts have focused on things that didn't resonate with the enterprise. And so people looked at the CFO or the comptroller or the resource manager says, you call it financial and audit. You put those two things together. What's that mean? Financial is someone else's job. Audit is something that you want to avoid. And so the combination of those two things is not the right message when you're talking about financial auditability. Financial auditability says, I know my business and I'm ready to present it to a financial auditor.
Easton says that means getting to auditability has to be a mission for the entire department. He says it's not just an accounting problem.
The way we've approached it before oftentimes gives you the impression that as a financial management community, we can fix this ourselves. And we've learned probably the hard way and probably not putting resources to best use that you really have to change the way the organization does business. And that's what we're trying to do in DOD. And since all of you know with the kind of numbers you've seen in the budget that we're talking about changing an economy. A very complex economy that's bigger in many cases than a country.
GAO found in a report late last year that DOD had not managed to transform its financial management in a fundamental way in that 20-year journey that Easton mentioned. Although none of the military services have been able to get clean audit opinions so far, some of the defense agencies have. Those include the Army Corps of Engineers, the DOD Inspector General, the Defense Finance Accounting Service, to name a few. Easton says there are clear signs of progress.
The Department of Defense from a financial management is not out of control. I can point to specific indicators. I can show you outcomes. I can show you very effective oversight organizations that are watching us like a hawk. Having said that, financial auditability demands positive assurance. It doesn't allow you to rely on negative assurance. And so while we're operating very effectively, and I think can convince our stakeholders, we need to do better.
To get the rest of the department into clean audit territory, Easton says they're trying to transform DOD's business practices and use enterprise resource planning. GAO agrees that's a critical element, but DOD has struggled to provide the oversight and leadership needed to bring ERPs across the entire department, GAO says. Easton says that challenge comes from the fact that DOD is a large, somewhat disjointed enterprise.
Why is this so hard? It's because we're functionally oriented. We're not process oriented. We're organizationally oriented. We're not process oriented. And so an ERP forces us to think differently about the way we do business. It's a key to sustainable audits. It's a key to better quality information. It's a key to improve financial reporting. And it's a key to financial auditability, and that's why they're so important.
Easton says the department recognizes that getting to the point where the entire department is audit ready is important, not just because the law requires it, but because a Pentagon that's seen as financially unaccountable can't command the public trust it needs. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.